Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Aleph in Meseches Yuma. It is the 504th daf in Shas. Our daf will come on the heels of the sugya on daf Mem, which had discussed the uniqueness of the Gorod for the Seirim on Yom HaKippurim, that in general we have a rule that Hashem Mekadesh, that when a person pronounces the status of a behema, that is enough to give it its kedusha. However, when it comes to the sar la azazel sar la shem, then you need a gorol, and that, according to Rav Yana, is ma'akev, and that we prove on the top of mem aleph amid aleph that position is correct. Once we got through discussing the idea that kriya shem is what gives the karbanos its identity in general, Rav Chisda will discuss examples and implications of other karbanos that has that halachos, particularly when it comes to two birds. The Torah Akdosha describes that when you have a chiv to bring a bird, they're referred to as echad le'olav echad lechatos. How you decide that and its kriya shem will be the subject of today's Gemara. These birds are referred to in Mishnayic terminology as kinin. The Gemara will discuss and challenge Rav Chisda's position, and that will take us all the way to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and then it will begin to discuss some of the halachic exceptions for bringing birds. For example, birds in general are brought by an ani, and the Gemara will discuss that if a wealthy person tries to bring it, then he won't be yotzei his chiyuv in such a case. Then on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, we will talk about the Lashon Shel Zahoris that was tied, and that is referring to, the Mishnah will introduce, the scarlet red string that was tied to the Seir HaMishtaleach, and the Gemara will describe the Vidui that takes place by the Seir HaMishtaleach, and the Gemara will clarify the entire process going on to the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So let's jump in where we had left off yesterday. We left off four lines in on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is going to tell us that in contrast to the Seir HaMishtaleach, that the Gorel is Koveya, the status of the Behema, Kinin, when there is a Chiyuv for a person to bring a set of birds, that one of them is an Ola and the other is a Chatas. For example, the Zavim and Zavos, as well as the Gemara later on will discuss, or Yoledes as well, they would bring these karbanos. When do the birds, one of them is going to be an Ola, and one of them is going to be a Chatas, when are they going to be defined as an Ola and as a Chatas? So that's where Rav Chisda comes along, and he says, Am Rav Chisda, Eina Kinin Misparshos, they don't have their identity, which one's an Ola, which is a Chatas, Ela Obelikichas Bailim, Obasias HaKoin. It could take place at two possible junctures. Number one, when the Baal buys these birds, if he says Rashi on the last wide line, four lines from the top, Zani Lokech Lola Vezelechatos, so then in such a case, the Kohen cannot change its identity. Its identity has been defined. Obasias HaKoin, or however the Kohen offers them up, the avoda of an ola and a chatas is different. Of course, an ola is entirely burnt, as we know when it comes to the karbanos of a behema, when it comes versus a chatas which is eaten, when it comes to birds, there are other differences between the olas of and the chatas of. One of the most critical differences, the Gemara in Zevachim describes that a olas of is sprinkled on the upper part of the mizbeach, and the Chatas Ha'of is done on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Another difference, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us on Samech Vav HaMebeis, that when it comes to the Olas Ha'of, there's a requirement to Mitzui, to squeeze the blood out, but there is no requirement of Hazah. In contrast to the carbon Chatas, there it says Vihiza. What exactly the difference between Mitzui and Hazah is an interesting question. Either way, back into our Gemara says, "Belekichas bailim obasias hakohen." When the Kohen does these different things to the karbanos, that will, in other words, when it comes to the of chatas and the of ola, that will have implication and decide its identity. So either the Bailim could decide the identity or the Kohen. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, my time to Rav Chisda. What is the rationale of Rav Chisda? How do we know the only way that it's Koveya is through the Bailim or the Asiyas HaKohen? Yichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'lacha V'asa. The Torah says in regards to the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ha'ov when they are birds, two different Lashonos. V'lacha Shtei Sorim is said in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches, and in Perek Tezvav Pasuk Lamed, it said, V'asa HaKohen Esachat Chatas V'esachat Ola. So why does the Torah say in two different ways? Because there are two different ways that you could define its identity. Either Lekichas HaBayim, where the Bayim designate, or the Asiyas HaKohen. Ask the Gemara, Meisiv, I'll ask you the following question. V'aso Chatos. The Torah describes in regards to the Si'irei Yom HaKippurim, V'aso Chatos. And Chazal Darshan, why does it say V'aso? That you will make it Hagoral Asachatos Vein Hashem Asachatos. That proclaiming it is not enough, as we concluded on yesterday's daf, there's a requirement of a hagrola. Ask the Braisa, Sheyachol, is that correct? Valo dinu, isn't it kal v'chomer? Umah b'makom shelo kidesh. In a case where no one designated its identity, like when it came to the Seirim Nevelas, Hagorol Kidesh, Hashem, then the Gorel does it. So, makom shekidesh Hagorol, eino din sheikadesh Hashem, where the Goral works, Eino Din Sheikadesh Hashem, certainly wouldn't it be enough to also proclaim the Sar Lazazel, Tam Lo Vaso Chatas, HaGoral Asa Chatas Vein Hashem Asa Chatas. So this was the drasha that we had in the Braisa, that the Goral is the defining characteristic of the Sirim. Analyzes the Gemara, V'ahacha D'lav Shas L'kicha, V'lav Shas Asiyahi, Uktani D'kava. When it comes to the Sirim, neither the Shas Lekicha nor the Shas Asiyah is Koveya. The Goral is what's Koveya. So we see from here that the requisite is not like Rav Chisda said, either Lekicha or Asiyah. We see Goral can also be Koveya. That's in regards to the Seirim. And even when it comes to the other Karbanos, you'll say maybe the Seirim is an exception. We see that Kriya Shem is enough. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be b'shas l'kicha or b'shas asiya, and Rav Chisda emphasized dafka b'shas l'kicha. Amarav ha'chi kamer. No, the way to read the braisa is in the following way. Ma b'makom shelo kidesh hagoro. Just like when it comes to where the goral does not take effect, when it comes to general kachim. Vafilu b'shas l'kicha, vafilu b'shas asiya, kidesh Hashem. Then you could be mekadesh it when, either when you buy it or when you do it. And that is specifically b'shas l'kichu b'shas asiya, makom shekidesh hagoro. In the case of the Seirim, one might have thought that the goro works shlo b'shas l'kichu v'shlo b'shas asiya. Eino din sheikadesh Hashem b'shas l'kichu b'shas asiya, tam lom v'asochatz, hagoro asochatz v'in Hashem asochatz. So the Gemara says that you're right, that we should recharacterize the Braisa that we had learned previously, that the Braisa never entertained that Kriyas Hashem would work except for Shas Lekicha and Shas Asiya. So, as Rav Chisda had started out today's daf, Ein Akinin Misparshos Oba Lekicha Sabaylim Oba Asiyas HaKohen. Tosas Yishanim in the Ritva point out that it's a Dover Pashut that we would equate Kinin to all Karbanos. You could have rejected the Gemara's original question by saying that Rav Chisda was only talking about Kinim. See Rav Yashiv, who also elaborates on this topic. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue with Toshma. Rashi over here gives us an excellent introduction to the next Raya, Mitame Migdash. If somebody goes into the Migdash when they are Tame, so then the carbon that they bring is a carbon Ola V'yored. Ola V'yored means it goes up and it goes down. In other words, the price depends on whether he's wealthy or he's poor. If he's poor, so then in such a case, he'll bring the kinim, he'll bring birds. If he's really, really poor, he'll bring a karban mincha, as described in Vayikra Hei. Says the Braisa, Metami Migdash Ani, if he's an Ani, Vehifrish Mos Lekino, and he designated money for the birds, Veheshir, then he became wealthy. Va'achakach Omar, and then he said, so he designated the birds, one for the chatos and one for the ola. Mosif, and what he does is
he adds money to the monies that have been already designated. In other words, he said this money is going to be for a Karban Chatas. Now that Chatas was going to be an Olas Chatas. Now he's wealthy, so he adds money to it, Midmei Chatas. But he doesn't change for the money of the Karban Ola. In other words, the money that's already been designated, that was designated for the Ola Sa'of, cannot be used for the Chatas. Now, this is a fascinating halacha, that even if the money has been designated, you add to the money if you've become wealthy. The Gemara's proof is a very specific proof in regards to our Shaila. Rav Chisda had discussed that the only time you could designate the money of the status of the birds is either b'lekichas habaylim or b'asiyas hakoin. Analyzes the Gemara, v'ahacha, the lav shas lekicha, v'lo shas asiya, v'hi uktani dekava. We learned that you could be koveya, even though it wasn't during the time of the Kohanim doing the Voda, nor the time of buying. He designated it even before he had bought the carbon. Amar Rav Sheshes answers V'tizbra. I'll give you the following teretz with the Svara. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Hoshea, Mitami Migdash Ashir, Vehevi Karban Ani Lo Yatza. Someone who was wealthy and he brought a carbon on, he's that Yotze. Analyzes Rav Hoshea, something doesn't make sense here. V'kivan de lo yatza, since he has become a Ashir, he is a carbon Ashir, hei chikava, how could he be koveya that this animal altogether to be a carbon? In other words, it seems according to Rashi, the kasha is that it should be considered chulin b'migdash. Elamayis l'chameymar, what do you have to say? Shekvar Omar me'ani yuso. What happened was, he had designated the animal when he was an ani, and then he had become an asher. It's true that that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa just says that he was, according to Rav Hoshea, was an asher, but we're talking about he was actually an ani beforehand in Rabbi Hoshea's case, and then he became an asher. Explains Rav Sheshes that according to Rabbi Hoshea, he said it bishas hafrasha. So too, one could suggest, in the case of Miktami Migdash Ani, that he was mafrish mos lekino, and he already said bishas hafrasha, elu lechatos ve'elu le'ola, and then he became wealthy.